Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. I was at Churn and Spoon just a little while ago, and I have tried the broccoli ice cream. And of all the delicious ice creams that they have, that is certainly one of them. So maybe you should go get you a scoop. It's good for you. See, you put broccoli into ice cream, you turn it into health food, brother. It's good for you at that point. You're getting your veggies. Go try it out. Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon here in Starkville. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that. No, he's still not here. God. Beef, it's what's for dinner. I'm having beef for dinner tonight. Went by the Walmart neighborhood grocery. Got some of those beef flanking ribs. I love cooking those because they cook quick, guys. It's something you just put them on the griddle, put them out on the grill. A little direct heat. You're talking about you've got dinner ready. A little rice, a little green beans. We're talking about maybe a half hour tops. We've got dinner ready. Maybe it can even be quicker than that. Beef is a great ingredient. It works with every recipe. It's versatile. You can do anything to it. You can cook it any way you want. Enjoy some beef tonight for dinner. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything Mississippi State maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. If you are in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Big day here in Starkville. I'm hoping you guys will plan to join me later today. 1 o'clock, I will be live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints for a special Thunder and Lightning Live. I have gotten up with former Diamond Dog Cole Gordon. He's going to join the show, and we're working on another guest as well. We're going to have some stuff to give away. I've got a $20 card from Strange Brew I'm going to give away. I've got a $100 Marooning Company gift card. So that's some good stuff. I'm going to give you guys a little code word a little later for that. And first one to show up and ask me for it, it's yours. So we'll do that a little later in the show. Let's start with baseball here, and we will go to the Allura Modern Wellness Hotline. Just a few minutes, my conversation with Coach Brian O'Connor from Monday's Sports Talk Mississippi, a little shortened conversation. They had some internet issues over at the Hall of Champions, but we'll get to that in just a minute. But I want to talk about the X factor. You know, Mark Etheridge mentioned it yesterday, and if we were doing a full 3P preview on this and looking at it from that perspective, and I wanted to give you my X factor, how could it not be Ryan McPherson? McPherson is going to provide Mississippi State, it's almost like a secret weapon, you know, when you think about the postseason. And I'm honestly, I got to be honest, and O'Connor might get mad at me, I'm going to look ahead here, guys. I'm going to make an assumption that Mississippi State is going to get through this regional, that they can defeat Cincinnati, Louisiana, Lipscomb, whatever combination they're in, and move on to play Georgia. And the thing about Georgia is this: great, great, great hitting team. But from a pitching perspective, they're just okay. They're good. You know, that might be the ceiling for them. They are not an elite pitching team by any stretch of the imagination. State, if you look at the games on Saturday and Sunday, I guess that would have actually been Friday and Saturday now that I think about it. But Valinkas pitched really well against Georgia. Duke Stone did all right against Georgia, you know, and the game got away from them in the later innings with the bullpen. They did not face McPherson. And, you know, if you go back to the Friday game where it was 10-2 at one point, who started that game? Charlie Foster. Well, he's not going to get the ball in this in this particular super regional, should it come to that. So having McPherson back and having him full strength, and I ask about McPherson in this conversation you're going to hear in a few minutes, and it appears McPherson is good to go. It's going to be he's starting the game and he's going to pitch until he can't pitch anymore. Does that mean I think he's going to throw 125 pitches? No, I don't think anything like that. But can we hope to get 6-7 innings out of Ryan McPherson? Sure, I think that's a reasonable assumption at this moment in time. And so for me, the idea that State can throw McPherson and Valinkis at Georgia is it gives me some hope that they the way this series has gone. I keep mentioning it, beating a team 6 times in a season seems almost impossible. I know it happens in Major League Baseball, but I just feel like, and when you look at these games, State has had opportunities in all of them. McPherson gives Mississippi State, there's a reason State is high among the betting favorites to win win the whole shooting match. And that's that McPherson provides them an extra, secret weapon almost. We haven't seen him go full strength since the first weekend of the season. You got to remember, he came out early in that Vanderbilt game. He was good against Arkansas. Was really good against Arizona State, who's an NCAA tournament team. I think that, if he is full go and I can go, I do wonder how they'll set the rotation up. Do they want to go back and put McPherson on Friday? Would that mean McPherson? I don't think McPherson is going to start game one for Mississippi State. So do you go McPherson Saturday and then Valinkis Sunday? Valinkis to close things out in the regional? I mean, my goodness, that is a scary proposition for a team that, whoever you're playing in that regional final game, they've played 3 games already. They're on their 4th starter, and you're going to throw Tomas Valinkis at them? That is a scary proposition. And then you could, loop back around and you look at the super regional and you're going to go McPherson, Valinkis, and then Stone in a game 3. And I'll be totally honest with you, I'm not as low on Duke Stone as a lot of people seem to be for whatever reason. I think he's done fine this year. He is definitely more of a Sunday guy than a Saturday guy. I don't know that he necessarily should be State's number 2 guy, but that's the role he's been thrust into because of injury and because of inconsistency. And, you're talking about a guy who was SEC Pitcher of the Week against South Carolina, who gave State some really good starts throughout the season. If that's the guy, if that's who you tell me on Sunday State's going to throw out there to close it out, I don't have a huge problem with that. I think they'll be just fine. And who knows, with McPherson and Valinkis, it might not come to that. It really might. It's crazy to talk about this Georgia series in this manner. When you think about Mississippi State and the way that Georgia was able to kind of handle them this year and already win 4 games against them. But I guess, from the other side of the coin, right, if Ole Miss was about to play Mississippi State, they would talk themselves into winning, and they would talk themselves into how do we beat this team, even though you hadn't beat them 4 times. And so, it's not disrespectful. I think Georgia's an outstanding baseball team. I think they're one of the favorites to win it all. I think if it came down to it and it was between Georgia and UCLA, I would like Georgia's chances. I don't know about Georgia Tech. Tech has already beaten them pretty badly once this year, but again, that's a midweek game, and the dynamics of the weekend and your starters are so different. But if State can go to Athens next weekend, and with McPherson and Valinkis leading the charge, I'm going to feel really good about State's chances to be able to pull this one off. So McPherson is a huge X factor and really unique to this tournament. Nobody else has got a guy coming back from injury like Mississippi State does. And like I said, that's why the betting money is going to go towards Mississippi State, because they're going to, they've got 2 top quality guys, 2 potential first rounders in that rotation. And in a super regional, that's going to be very tough to overcome. And the other side of that coin is when you look ahead to next weekend, if it is Mississippi State going to Georgia, all of the pressure's on Georgia at that point. They're the home team. They've beaten State 4 times. They're going to be expected to win. And they also have the past failures hanging over them. Georgia's been a team that has kind of crapped out in the postseason these past few years and lost in some home super regionals. So we'll see what happens there. But I will say this, with McPherson back, I feel pretty good about State's chances if it comes to it. If you're talking about Mississippi State and Georgia, I feel a lot better about your chances to beat the Georgia Bulldogs when you've got Ryan McPherson and Tomas Valinkis out there. All right, let's go to the Allura Modern Wellness Hotline. Should we start calling it that? We'll think about it. Laura Modern Wellness, as you know, if you need recovery, if you need relaxation, if you need stress relief, my friends at Laura Modern Wellness can certainly make that happen for you. Wherever you're aching, wherever you're hurting, they've got systems and services in place to get you feeling better. You're going to feel better walking out than you're going to feel coming in. Visit their website at AloraModernWellness.com. Find out all about their incredible services. You can book everything right there on the website, or you can call them today at 662-268-9255. Laura Modern Wellness brings you this conversation from Sports Talk Mississippi with head coach Brian O'Connor.
Are you at Mississippi State? You know, you've hosted many regionals. You've been in the NCAA tournament many times, but for this to be your first season at Mississippi State, what did it mean to bring postseason baseball back to Duty Noble Field?
Well, it's huge. This was obviously one of our goals as a program, and this year's team is, you know, to bring a regional back to Duty Noble, and just feel great about that announcement last night that it's back here in Starkville. And I know how much that means to these players. You know, you think about Bryce Chance and Ace Reese, Garrett Fry, Noah Sullivan, that, you know, were all on the team last year. And I know, you know, when they made the decision to be back here at State, how important this was to them and how much it meant to them, because they know how much it means to the fans, right? You know, there's the player part of it, being able to play in the confines of your own ballpark and the advantage of that and the excitement of that. But, you know, it's also about, you know, all this fan base, the best fan base in college baseball, that pours their heart and soul into this baseball program. So it's rewarding for everybody involved.
When you look at the last few games for your team, you know, at Texas A&M, you were really hitting the ball well out there. Hit the ball well on Wednesday in Hoover. And I thought on Thursday, you're just unlucky, you know, hitting into some double plays, but you had 9 hits. You got guys on base against Georgia. Do you feel like you're finding some late season consistency at the plate from your team?
I do. You know, obviously, like you had mentioned, you know, scored a lot of runs at Texas A&M, carried that over to the game against Missouri. And then I agree. In the Georgia game, there were some balls we hit right on the screws, right at outfielders, and didn't get anything from it. So that's going to happen in the game. But, you know, I just feel really good about this ball club. I think it's got something special about it. And obviously getting Ryan McPherson back and going is a big boost for us. And so I'm really looking forward to this weekend and our team pulling it all together.
You mentioned McPherson. I saw your quotes from the press conference earlier today. He threw a simulated game, 5 shutout innings, kept him under 80 pitches in that one. Is he at the point now where you can just say, all right, just get out there?
Oh, 100%, right? From a health standpoint, he is. I don't know that he'll be capable of going 100 pitches. I don't know. It'll be more. The game will tell us what to do. But you feel like he can go out there and give you a great chance to win the game, and then the game will obviously tell you what to do. But I was really excited about the next step that he took on Saturday night and where he's at. And, you know, this is what these young men dream about, is have an opportunity to pitch in this stadium at home in an NCAA regional.
And then another injury I wanted to get an update on was Kevin Lewuski. When we talked last week, you said coming out of practice on Tuesday, you weren't sure he'd be able to go for you in the SEC tournament. That ended up being the case. Is he ready to roll for the regional?
He is, yeah. He actually went and did some more testing on Saturday morning. You know, anytime anybody goes into that concussion protocol, the medical people take it over, and he was actually cleared and able to compete with us. So he's been practicing each day and ready to go and looks good.
We just had Coach Ostrander on with us. His team kind of similar to yours in that they're the 1 seed, going to play the 4 seed in that first game. And we asked him about the pitching rotation. You know, do you take the risk of not throwing your ace in game one? Do you set it up to try to let your aces go later when we're talking about closeout games? How do you feel about that? Do you want to throw Tomas Valinkas in game one, or are you planning to go another way with that?
Well, we haven't made that decision just because of it was just 4 short hours ago that we found out, you know, which teams are in the regional. So we're actually in the process right now of printing out stats and starting to do scouting reports to feel to see what the best matchups and the best options are. I've always believed, fortunate to have a lot of experience in making these decisions in NCAA regionals and beyond. And the focus is, yes, you need to win game one. That's part of the equation. And we'll do what we need to do to put ourselves in the best position to do that. But it's about winning the weekend. It's about winning the regional. So we'll look at the teams and then ultimately make the decision on lay it out on what we feel gives us the best chance to not only win on Friday, and that's our focus, but to also be advancing on after this weekend.
About 60 seconds left, Coach. 1 o'clock first pitch. Are you a big proponent of taking that game one slot in the regional and avoiding any potential weather or extra inning pitfalls?
Well, I just heard it from you first. I didn't know the game had been set at one. I know TV gets involved in that, but we did make the decision when we put our bid in that we do want to play game one. I learned the hard way years ago about that, and so how much weather can impact things and how much it impacts a regional schedule. So I have been at least for 15 years a huge proponent of as the host school playing the first game on Friday, and that's what we'll do.
Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State Baseball, appreciate your time.
Good stuff from Coach O'Connor. What are you doing over there? Somebody get Raffy and Will on the phone. Let's get some better internet taken care of there at the Hall of Champions. All right, let's move into a little football talk that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, the place to find a fancy sandwich, two great places to grab lunch or dinner in the city of Starkville. Don't sleep on the Older Brother dinner, by the way. Different menu. They do have some of the sandwiches there, so if you want to keep it light, you can. But steaks, pasta, great specials, man. Check out the Older Brother at dinner. But if you like keeping it casual over at Two Brothers, you can certainly do that. Fantastic places to eat. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need a new copier, a new printer, new technology for your business? Well, guess what? Call my friends at Advantage Business Systems. Get what you're looking for and get the service after the sale, the promise, the guarantee, the security blanket of service after the sale. 50 years is a long time to stay in business. You can't do it unless you take care of your customers. That's what they do every day at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. All right, let's talk about this right now. I got you a $100 gift card to come see me tomorrow at Boardtown. You want that card? What do you got to do? Guess what it is? Guess what the code is? It's Thunder15. You come and see the first person that finds me at Boardtown and says, "Hey, Thunder15, I'm gonna put a $100 gift card to Maroon & Co. directly in your hands." And if you miss out, well, I can still get you 15% off of everything you buy over there with promo code Thunder15. If you're looking for something Mississippi State this weekend, if you're looking your absolute MSU best for the Starkville Regional, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, that's the place to find John Deere Green. It's hot out there. All right, when it's hot, it's muggy, you want to get that yard done, you want to get done quickly, you need John Deere Power. John Deere compact tractors, John Deere commercial mowers, zero-turn mowers, they're all there at Scruggs. Great financing available, as low as 0% financing. For as many as 84 months available on select models. What are you trying to do around the house this weekend? What are you trying to do out in the yard? Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has the tools to make your weekend a little bit better. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name to know, the name to trust. Good people, Mississippi State people, experts in their field, make them experts in your field with a phone call today. If you are looking to buy or sell land, or if you're just trying to find out how to best maintain your land and manage your resources and your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help. Give them a call today at 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Ladies and gentlemen, we have kickoff times. Yes, for the first 3 weeks of the season, we have the kickoff times. The SEC released them all today. Here's what we got for Mississippi State. ESPNU for Mississippi State versus ULM, a 6:30 kickoff. A little relief from the heat. Very nice. And then, hey, it's what we always wanted. It's a 2:30 CBS kickoff. Let's go. Oh, wait. CBS has the Big Ten now. So Mississippi State at Minnesota, 2:30 kickoff on Saturday, September the 12th on CBS. Really funny. It's almost a gag. It feels like a gag. I feel like we're being ribbed here. 2:30 kickoff on CBS. Oh, now you want us. Okay. And then first SEC game of the year on the road, 3:15 Central at South Carolina. I'd like to go ahead and issue a proclamation that there will be no post-game live for the South Carolina game because your boy is going to be live at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium watching the carnage of Ole Miss and LSU. I can't wait for that. So no post-game live for that one. I'll let all the sponsors know as we get there. But, yeah, that's your first three games of the year. I have not seen the entire – here we go. Do we have the thing? Oh, they're doing it right now. Oh, they're doing it on TV? I thought they had already released them. Oh, here we go. Just a couple of ones. So this is what? This is opening week. What else do we have here that is actually decent? Baylor and Auburn is 2:30 on ABC. That's fine. Week two, Arizona State at Texas A&M. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff in College Station. Alabama at Kentucky, 2:30 on ABC. 25, number 25, Tennessee at Georgia Tech. That's an ESPN kickoff at 6 p.m. Ohio State, Texas is ABC 6:30. And then the week three, ABC. Oh, wow. Georgia at Arkansas is 11 a.m. Mississippi State, South Carolina, we already mentioned that. That's on the SEC Network. Your ABC game is Florida State at Alabama. That's 2:30. And then, of course, the big one that night in Oxford, 6:30 kickoff for LSU and Ole Miss. So I just can't. It's funny, right? It's funny that State's a 2:30 kick on CBS. After all these years of whining and complaining, we finally broke through. Kind of. 6:30. The 6:30 kick is actually the one that has my attention more than anything else, because for Mississippi State to get a night game to start the year, you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're out there tailgating, it's going to be hot, right? But 6:30, the sun will be on its way down a little bit. It'll be a little bit cooler. That's fine. You know, I didn't want to see 3:15. I didn't want to see 11 a.m. Yeah, you know, and that game, when you think about the schedule that week, for the week one schedule in the SEC is not very good, so it could have very easily been put them wherever. To get the game for 6:30 is, that's a win for Mississippi State. When Ole Miss plays on Sunday the first week, what time did they play Charlotte? I didn't see that. Let me see here. Ole Miss Charlotte must be a night game. Yeah, they got lucky. Wow, 6:45. Good for them. Good for them. You know, they've had so much strife lately, and let them have a little win there. So yeah, first 3 weeks are in the bag, and of course we know that it's an 11 a.m. kick on the last game of the season. Quick note from the SEC spring meetings. Obviously a lot going on down there, and most of it I don't want to talk about, but I did find it interesting that they're going to bring to an end the practice of playing they want to call it cupcake week or whatever you want. The game before the last weekend of the season where most of the SEC is playing FCS teams, that's going to go away. That's going to be a conference-wide mandate that everybody has to play an SEC game. My question is going to be this. For State, Ole Miss, and for the other teams that have to play on Friday, are they going to allow some leeway here? Are you going to allow, you know, maybe play the 11 a.m. game or something? I don't know. But State and Ole Miss like to play those games because it allowed them to get their starters out, and you could get a little extra rest for the Egg Bowl, and you know, you actually could spend the whole week preparing for the Egg Bowl because you really weren't preparing much for an FCS team. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll have to wait and see. But I will say this. I like it. I don't mind the idea of let's not have all those terrible – now, those games are still going to exist, but they'll happen week one, week two, week three, and not happen in week 12 and week 11 and things like that. So I like that. Good move, SEC. The rest of your moves, not so great. Not so great. I'll just be totally honest. So. All right. Today, 1 o'clock, Bordtown Pizza and Pints. Please come and say hello. I'll be there from 1 to 2.
Live, we'll be live on WKBB 100.9 in the Golden Triangle. So if you're not going to be in the area, download the Super Talk app, listen in on 100.9. You can hear the show. It'll also be here on the podcast feed. We will be doing post-game live after every game for the rest of the way, all the way until it finishes up. We will be live after every game except for Friday's game because it's going to overlap with Sports Talk. I'll go on live right after Sports Talk ends. So 6 o'clock on YouTube on Friday night. We'll see. Hey, if you're not doing anything, show up, and we'll be there, and we'll talk a little Mississippi State baseball. I'll tweet out all the leaks. You don't have to worry about that. Have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. Carlo should be back tomorrow as well. Talk to you guys then. For myself, for Carlo, who's not here, for Brooks, who isn't here, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.